Your happiness is not secondary. It is of primary importance. Abundance flows from your happiness. The gifts of God flow through your love and acceptance of yourself. A world based on sacrifice is not a happy or abundant world. It is a world in which there never seems to be enough, and we are always looking around to see if someone has more than we do. It is a world in which love, and therefore resources, seem to be in limited supply. But since resources flow from love and acceptance, the transformation of scarcity in our lives always begins in our own consciousness. When you are honest, you see that the aspects of your life that prosper are the ones that you enjoy the most, and the ones to which you give your greatest energy and commitment. What you don't enjoy or give your full attention and commitment to does not prosper. Whispering a few magical words will not change the emotional allegiance we are referring to. It takes an inner revolution in which the feet and the hands learn to listen to and align with the heart. What we do must be consistent with who we are. That is the formula for the flow of love and abundance in our lives. The truth is, there is always enough, but we are asking the wrong question. We are asking, what needs to be done and how can I do it? When the real question is, who am I and how can I give my gift? Until I know who I am and what my gift is, anything I do will be done out of insecurity. I will focus on helping you express your gift. I will try to live my life through your vision and your work. I will work for you instead of for myself. But when I ask the questions, who am I, and what is my gift and how can I express it, I come to the beginning, the alpha point in my journey to authenticity, and that is a profound baptismal moment. I anoint and empower myself. I accept and commit to my own calling. Each one must do this, or individuation cannot happen. The child must cut the umbilical cord. He must bow to the parents and step into his own life. He must give up the security of his parents' home to test his own wings. A child who stays in his parents' house never grows to maturity. A student who remains with his teacher once he has learned his craft does not become an artist in his own right. A human being who allows himself to be defined by the expectations of society and the significant others in his life never gives himself permission to discover who he is, what his gift is, and how he can give it. How can he reach into the horn of plenty as Jesus did and pull out all the resources that are needed if he does not know who he is or what he has to give? Of course he cannot. A man must go within himself, discover the grail, and carry it through the inner darkness if he is to emerge empowered from the cave of self. If you do not learn to feed yourself, who will feed you? If you do not discover your gift and give it wholeheartedly, who will give their gift to you? When one person has a fish and gives it, and another has some bread and offers it, a feast is born. There is always enough when you are giving your gift and others are giving theirs. There is never enough when nobody knows what gift to bring. Every moment is abundant, whole, and complete. There is enough in this moment to feed you and everybody else. But don't ask what needs to be done. Instead, ask, what gift can I offer now? When your gift has been offered with no strings attached, it multiplies. One fish becomes two, and two become four. Your gift feeds others, and they feed their friends in turn. In this manner, the multitude is fed. When we think of the loaves and the fishes, we often see it as a solo job. But Jesus was showing all of us what we too one day would do. He was inviting us to the harvest of an empowered community, where every person's gift is authentic and an essential part of the meal of life.